Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Here we go, Monday on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Hello there, it is June 2nd, and I'm Scott Spisano, there's Sandy Waters. Here we go, turn the page, got another month, ready to go. If we forgot a little bit about the month of May, I think that'd be fine.
I went to the Red Wings game over the weekend. Yeah. It was a friend's 50th birthday party.
Yeah.
And it was a great idea to celebrate at the Red Wings game. It was amazing. Except for, it felt like winter.
I know.
It was. And we felt terrible because we left early. We just couldn't handle it. Yeah. I was not dressed right.
Oh.
And I felt so much guilt leaving early because they organized this party. It was that's horrible.
Did the party leave early or just you guys?
Well, us, but it started to thin out than later.
Right.
I mean, we didn't even make it halfway.
It wasn't like, let's go to the brew house afterwards. The kind of walk, let's walk over.
And it's not. And we were like, okay, we were debating. I mean, there was no you could stay in the bathroom. We're like, oh, let's go take a bathroom break because it was nice and hot in the bathroom. Oh, everyone kept going into the bathroom because it was so much warmer.
Yeah, I know. It was went up to my wife's like, listen, you need to just go relax. And so go Friday as soon as you can. When you're done with work, go up to our camper, and just relax and just have a nice time.
Because Scott fractured two ribs.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear that story,
We'll talk about it in a bit. But it was miserable. It was just cold and rainy and blowing and windy. And I know. That was Saturday, too. It was like that, too. So Friday was like that and Saturday was like that. I was like, come on. Anyway, it's today, though, and this week, listen, that's all behind us. Today, you ready? Mostly sunny and nice. 71 degrees.
Okay.
Tomorrow, warmer. 83 degrees.
Okay.
A few more clouds. And Wednesday, close to 90.
Really?
Yeah, man. 88. Like, you're going to have to, consider the air conditioning.
Ooh. Okay.
How's that?
Just stop there. I don't even want to know what you're going to say next.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's still going to be in the high 70s, if not close to 80 the whole week.
Okay.
Okay. It's all good. Like I said, we'd have to reminisce about how May was.
No, don't. Nope.
Remember,
out of sight, out of mind.
Started off, it's going to be May. Well, no, that's probably the problem.
Oh, gosh. Okay, coming up on the show, we got a Jerker Justified. If you were garage sailing this weekend, a lot of garage sales weekend. We'll talk about something to do with the money side of the garage sale.
Oh, okay.
She's confessing something that happened at the garage sale, and she's looking for justification. So that's coming up this morning.
Or jerkification, I would imagine, right?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. We got tickets to listen to this. A Glitter and Groove. It's called the Finger Lakes' largest silent disco. Tickets to that coming up, too, this morning on The Buzz.
99, The Buzz.
Did you see National Leave Work Early Day today?
Is it really?
Yes.
So what's early for us? Because when our show ends, people are just coming into the office.
Right.
So does that mean right now?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably be like, all right, so, it's going to be Sunday.
We're out.
We're gone.
Just play the music.
I would just like
this weekend was such. I'm still in denial. This weekend was in denial weekend.
In what way?
Because it was my daughter. We celebrated my daughter's 16th birthday.
Oh, it was her birthday this weekend.
Well, it's really tomorrow is her actual birthday.
Oh, okay.
But we had the family party.
Oh, wow.
And
yay!
I got to tell you, if you have more than one kid, when you're at the last kid, it hits differently.
In what
16
way?
16 hits differently.
Like sad or happy or you forgot about it or what?
I don't even know. I can't put one word to it. It just hits you different. Like everything. Because there's no other. Like this is it. There will never ever be another Sweet 16 birthday in my house ever again. And I am not going to follow the Scott Spisano plan where when I'm 60, I have another kid. That is not happening.
So I this wasn't is my 60. Final.
How old were you when you had Ellie? 57?
Yeah, 57.
Yeah. Okay. Still, not my plan. I love you dearly. You're living the greatest life ever.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
Not for me.
I don't know.
I don't know. It hits. I don't know. Maybe somebody else. Yeah, you got to
describe
right
a little bit more about it. Just saying it's differently doesn't really cover. Like,
it's.
Were you sadder? Were you sad? Like, aw.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's really in denial. I cannot wrap my mind. It's even hard to say that she's 16. It's like I'm lying. It's like I'm not. What? I don't know. It's this weird feeling.
In your mind, what year is she stuck on? In your mind,
3.
Oh,
that would be 3. So if anybody else is dealing with anything like that, and I know a lot of us had kids together at the same exact time. I just met a woman last weekend who's like, oh my God, my daughter's named Leah and your daughter's named Leah. And when I was in the hospital, they're like, oh, we just had a Leah here. And she goes, is it Sandy?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, oh no, we can't say. And she goes, yeah, it was Sandy. And it was me. So she was like, just a few days later after I delivered Leah.
So is like she jumping at the going to get her permit now?
Oh, she's all about it. Yeah.
Okay.
She's ready to. Yeah.
No, I think your first daughter wasn't.
No, she was too.
Oh,
no,
she was. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't have kids who were like humming and hawing and waiting
about
years.
Driving. Yeah.
I know somebody who, and it's not uncommon. There's a lot of kids who aren't as excited to get their license for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I know someone who's almost 30.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter still does not have her license.
How the hell does she get around?
You know what? That's a very good question.
How can you not? I mean, if
I don't know.
I mean, that's your
30.
That's like your go-getter years where you're working and working. You're doing your thing. You know, you're cranking out. You know, you're doing kids. You're cranking out jobs.
I think at this point now she's just stinking nervous. You know what I mean? Like there's this tiny window where it's okay to go get your license and fail the test a couple times, whatever. It's no big deal. And then you hit an age where you're like, oh God, I should have done that already. Oh, now what?
That's the same feeling as when you're like, when you meet somebody and you forget their name and you wait too long to ask it.
What a perfect comparison. Exactly.
Anyway.
Or me traveling solo. Yeah. I'm at an age I can't do that.
Never done it.
Nope, never done it. Probably never will.
99, The Buzz. Fizzano, Sandy with you. It's James Whitaker.
I got a good clickbaity title, James said.
Yeah.
James Whitaker is from the Win the Day podcast, and he's on with us every week. You can always join in on the conversation, 818-2899.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, James, okay, here's today's topic.
Say it like clickbait.
Like, ooh, good clickbait. If someone only has 10 extra minutes in their day to win the day, what should they do?
Good one.
Such a great question. I can feel I'm taking the clickbait.
Uh-huh.
So if there's only 10 extra minutes, and if I had to strip everything back, what I think would be most effective is just taking a moment for yourself in the morning to write down what 3 things you will do today to make the day a win.
Yeah.
That is just such a powerful start. You just prime yourself of what is my intention for the day. Maybe it's something related to your family. Maybe it's something related to your physical fitness or mental well-being. Maybe it's something related to your career. So if you can just write down 3 things that you will do to make today a win, then that's going to guide every thought you have for the rest of the day, every action you take for the rest of the day. And if you've still got a couple of minutes left over, which I suspect you would because it shouldn't take you 10 minutes to write down those 3 things, at the end of the day, just check in with your list. Did I do a good job? Did I not? Did I complete the list or did I not? And get a little bit smarter so when you attack it the next day, you are 1% better.
James.
And that's how you win the day. If you can do that, you'll win the week, you'll win the month, you'll win the year, and you'll win your life.
I remember kind of a glimpse of that suggestion a long time ago, and I actually came through with it this week. See what I have in my hand, Sandy?
Amazing.
James, you can't.
Look at him. He never writes lists.
Listen
James,
to this.
Never.
I got this. I'm a tech person, so I ended up getting this thing called the Remarkable Paper Pro, which is basically a notepad.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and I have been religiously following your three-banger list in the morning.
Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah. I've seen improvements, because normally I have to remind him like a child of things, and now he remembers. I'm so impressed.
But these aren't work things. These are things that better...
Yeah, they hardly ever are work things.
Well, no. Well, no, I have those. That's a different... That's called the things to-do list. This is like the me list.
Okay.
And it's part of... And that's exactly... It's things that you can do for you that'll... Like, yeah. 1% better. Just don't reach for the stars. Just do one thing.
I love three. Normally clickbait fizzles after you click on it, but I think this one, I think it lived up to the expectation, James.
Oh, it's got a head on it like a Foster's Lager. Yeah, it does.
Exactly. And just quickly on that, if we look at the alternative of not writing anything down, when most people, they're like, even if they're motivated and ready to go to attack their day, then they're like, where do I allocate my energy? I don't know what to do. And that's when hours in the day ultimately gets wasted. So, yes, this is a great one, team. I love it.
Thank you. And thank you so much, Sandy, for that. That was great.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Anyone else? You want to know something from James? You want to come on the air with us? 818-2899. Reach out to me, Sandy, at rochesterbuzz.com. If you want to directly reach out to James at James Witt on social media, he has a YouTube channel. He's got the Win the Day podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And he's got a great LA accent.
Love it.
I'm working on it.
James Whitaker.
Thanks, my bud. Thank you. See you next time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Big weekend for one of the heroes of Western New York, right?
Yeah. Josh Allen, this year is going to be his year because he's married. And there's studies to prove it. So Josh Allen, Haley Steinfeld got married this weekend. Will this make him a better player?
Well, he's got one ring. Now he needs the second one. And that ought to make his year, right?
They say, I don't know. That was the first thought that I had was now that he's married, and I adore them. They're like the royal couple in my eyes. I don't know what it is about these two, but I am so all about this relationship, and I think it is so stinking cute, and I love her. She's so stinking cute, too.
I love the fact that they're so kind of low-key.
Yes. You know,
about the whole thing. Even the wedding itself was at... a famous place out in, you know, Southern California.
Yeah.
But like he just wore a black tux and she wore a white dress. I mean, it was just, it wasn't over the top. It wasn't, you know,
it's very crazy. Simple. It wasn't very flamboyant. It wasn't look at me. It they don't scream look at me vibes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. She doesn't show up to every game craving the attention.
Right.
But anyhow, so my mind first went to, oh, how sweet they are. That's so cute. And then it went to, okay, will this make him a better player now that he's married? And I found studies that actually prove it for men.
Yeah.
It's called the marriage premium. So guys specifically earn higher wages than their unmarried counterparts.
Interesting.
And a reason is because now they're more focused and productive. Their employer perceives them to be, I don't know, just more reliable, I guess. They favor married men in the office.
Yeah.
And a heightened sense of responsibility post-marriage. So they end up earning more.
Sure. I can see that. It totally makes sense. And, you know, you're there for a reason now, right?
Did you you see that it makes sense, but did you live it? Did you notice a difference when you got married? During the times that you were single versus when you got married, or no?
Oh, yeah. Being single sucked.
Career-wise? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Scott's a needy guy.
I don't know.
He hates being single.
I kind of feel like my career...
Or no, maybe you did notice it.
No, I don't think I noticed it in my world, no.
Did anyone else notice it? 818-2899. Because the studies, even though they say statistically married men achieve real success, quote unquote, but more success after they're married, the complete opposite for women.
Really?
Still to this day. Yeah. Married women, especially with those with children, which now I hope Haley's career doesn't get stunted because of this. Like, I hope he doesn't bring her down.
I hope not.
She's going to lift him up and he's going to bring her down. They say that mostly married women, especially those with children, often face obstacles in career progression.
Wow.
And factors include because society still to this day in 2025, the expectation is for women to prioritize family over work. So therefore, in the back of their minds, the employer, the boss thinks, okay, she's not totally dialed into
right,
work because she's
right.
dialed into family.
Yeah,
so
sure.
she doesn't get the promotions that she deserves.
I don't know if that's going to happen in that marriage, but in you know the average you know Joe and Jane Doe marriages, that could be true. And I,
oh yeah,
I
that's
hope,
absolutely
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
yeah, I could say that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it comes to, I mean, everything's coming out along perfectly for them, right? And
I know they are yeah. one of those stinking perfect couples.
I know, it's great.
That makes you want to vomit, but for some reason, I just adore them.
Do you think she'll move to Buffalo?
See, this is, okay, so when I saw that they got married where they live in Southern California, I'm like, oh, man. No, she's not going to move to Buffalo. No.
So do you think the absence makes the heart grow fonder? When you're in Buffalo and she's in California and you're trying to get a Super Bowl ring...
This is exactly what you just proved the study. So she has to uproot her career, stop all her progress in her career to move to Buffalo. She ain't going to get Hollywood gigs.
So she's not going to get a gig unless you live there? Nah, I don't know if that's true these days.
She can't film a movie from Buffalo?
No, but she can be rooted in Buffalo and then go off to do a film.
Oh, and never like, be here.
Yeah, just like he would never be in California because he's, you know, 8 months out of the year, he's playing football, you know?
Yeah, but in the article, it said where they live, Southern California.
Yeah, yeah. They
well,
live.
They can. I guess they live in a bunch of places. So,
Josh Allen has a house here.
She'll throw her name on that lease, too, and then it looks like that mortgage, too. It looks yeah. like that she lives in Buffalo.
Yeah, our Bills expert, Ken, Bills Mafia, texted, I don't think all these stats apply to zillionaires.
I think maybe it does, though, Ken. I really honestly think this is going to be a better season for him. Because you're not distracted with everything else. When you're in the dating world, you can't help but your mind is thinking about all that other stuff. Now that stuff is gone.
Yes.
Haley is it. And
yes.
Haley's going to keep him on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. Yes. And he has a sense of purpose now, even more, right?
Ooh, good point.
He has a sense of purpose and he's there to prove. You know, he wants to be... Every guy, when they get married, wants to be husband of the year, right? They want to be perfect in every possible way. He has the ability to do really well, and he's going to this year.
Who earns more? Because she's been working. She's been an actress since she was like 10. So
I don't know.
It's all she knows.
I think he's got more money than she does.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's been doing it for as long? I mean, she was in Marvel movies, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I don't know. What's she doing lately? What's she on? You know, is there something big coming out with her?
She was just in that movie. No. Yeah, she was just in that movie. What was it called?
Oh, the one that was the one that was nominated or maybe even won an Academy Award. I forgot the name of it.
Oh my God, that's gonna hurt my head. Josh Allen or
okay.
Wait, hang on. Let me find the answer.
Really?
Who earns what? Now I'm curious. Okay, let's see. He just signed a 6-year deal, $258 million deal in 2021.
Yeah, he's more
rich. So that's $43 million per year.
Yeah, he's richer than she is.
Endorsements. Mm-hmm. So he has a total of $50 to $55
million. A year? Nah, she's not making
that. That was in 2024.
She's not making that.
Oh, man. She's been working her entire freaking life since she was 10 years old.
And?
$2 to $5
million. Right.
Holy heck. Josh started working at what age? And he, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's all she earns?
$2 to $5 million a year?
$2 to $5 million a year.
I know. Oh, I'd like that. That would be nice.
Holy heck. Well, so would I, but geez. Poor thing's been working since she was 10. And he still eclipsed her. Okay.
Well, okay, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, now you know. Well, congratulations to Josh and Haley. No. Mr. and Mrs. Allen.
Oh, is she going to change her name? I don't know. She's not going to be Haley Allen. That doesn't even roll off your tongue.
No, it doesn't.
Haley Allen? Oh, God. Poor thing. Okay, coming up on the show, there's a poop smell in Irondequoit that no one's taking credit for.
What?
Not sure what's happening there. If you live in the St. Paul Boulevard area and you want to join in on this conversation, 818-2899. And the garage sale, the money that they made from the garage sale, what her plans are for it.
Okay.
We're going to decide, jerk or justify.
It's all coming up on The Buzz.
If laughter is the best medicine,
These guys are your pharmacy. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be 70 degrees today. It's going to be nice today. Tomorrow, Wednesday, it's going to be, I think, first chance of rain is like Thursday or something like that. But we're going to be close to 90 by midweek. How about that?
Okay. I love it. That's what we want to hear. Okay. Hope you're having a good Monday. Coming up on the show, before the end of the show, we have to get to, could the answer be yes? This is a simple, simple way to win tickets. Now, you just have to answer every question we ask you with a confident and proud yes.
See, guys, easy for guys. For women, not as easy.
For some reason. Okay.
So no, that's the reason is we just don't think.
That's true. Or you don't care about lying. You don't care the perception. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot there. But it's supposed to be easy. Okay, so that's coming up before the end of the show. This world-renowned cardiologist and scientist. Actually, he graduated from the U of R, which I think is so cool.
Definitely.
He studied a bunch of super seniors, which are people in their 80s. Mm-hmm. And he has determined the one thing, the one factor, the most important factor that will help you live longer and a more comfortable life. And this is like beyond genetics. Yes, that plays a part. What you eat, yep, that plays a part, but it's something above and beyond that.
Okay, so if you want to live longer, stay tuned. Nice morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano Santa here. How are you this morning? It's June 2nd already, and a 44-degree start. 71 degrees today. Going to be great out
there. So most of us want the nice weather, right? When you say, oh, it's going to be 70, 80, and then 90, we're like, yes.
Yeah, you go outside and take a deep breath of fresh spring air.
Most of us are excited about it, except for if you live in the neighborhood off St. Paul Boulevard, you are terrified of the nice weather. Apparently, some neighbors are reporting a poop smell in Irondequoit around that area in the St. Paul Boulevard area.
Aww.
And the most frustrating part, it's not consistent. It's every once in a while, maybe a couple times a month, some of the neighbors have said. And nobody is taking the blame. Everybody keeps pointing the finger at somebody else. These poor neighbors. They don't know what to do. So if you are in the neighborhood or you know someone, 818-2899.
So there's the zoos right there, right, in that area.
Okay, so first the finger was pointed at the wastewater treatment plant because it smells like wastewater, they said.
Yeah, right.
Red Rochester owns and operates the King's Landing Wastewater Treatment Facility.
Oh, yeah.
Which is part of the Eastman Business Park, handles the industrial waste from facilities over there.
Yeah. You can smell it sometimes downtown here because just the pike,
So now they said, they emailed a statement and they're like, hey, listen, our entire management team lives locally and is deeply invested in being good neighbors. It ain't us.
Wasn't us. No, it wasn't
us. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has found multiple violations in the past as King's Landing over the years. Some related to the equipment that controls the odor.
The odors,
Then they came back and said, listen, we acknowledge we had some issues in the past.
Yeah.
But we've cleaned it up.
We let one slip.
We've made several adjustments.
You know,
capital. We poured money into this.
You know,
it ain't us, I'm telling you.
Somebody said, pull my finger. Didn't realize that was the code.
They said, wait, why are you just blaming us? Hello, we're right next to the zoo.
Right across the river.
What about the infrastructure, the sewer infrastructure? That belongs to Monroe County.
That's right. It could be them.
And they're like, no, it ain't us.
Heavy rains. Brings up the water level in them sewers.
So again, these poor neighbors. There's no answer in sight. No answer. Because nobody wants to take the blame.
When did this start? Did they say?
It didn't say a start. It just said it's been happening for quite some time. But it doesn't, again, it's maybe like twice a month. But now we're approaching
hot summer weather. So 90 by Wednesday. Close to 90 by Wednesday.
Any appointments in Irondequoit, anyone? Move them.
It's funny because, you know, Kodak's been notorious, like Kodak, you know, just quote unquote, you know, for having funky smells because of all the chemicals and things like that. I can't imagine. I don't know. They say it wasn't them, huh?
They say, no, we've poured out. Listen, our team lives locally. Saying that, come on, people.
We breathe that air.
Is your management team living in that neighborhood in Irondequoit?
Hi, Buzz. Morning.
Hi.
Hey.
I wanted to say that it is the treatment plant, because if you drive down Maplewood near the Kodak side,
yeah,
every once in a while, it smells horribly like sulfur.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's what they're smelling on the Irondequoit side, too.
I'm sure. It goes right across the river. Most of the winds go west-east.
Could you imagine waking up to that? I mean, I just...
No,
like,
thank you.
I know. What do? You sell your house and then hope that the open house is not on a poop-smelling day? I mean...
do you have to include that? Like, there's a murder or are there ghosts in the house?
It's a disclosure, right? The disclosure is it might smell like poop once in a while.
Oh, God. Would you tell the new people, say you're selling your house, you're getting $100,000 over asking, which is normal.
Normal, right?
Would you feel compelled to tell the people?
I would say probably not.
No.
Oh, you're a terrible human being.
I wouldn't say anything either.
Ethically, I would say yes, but I feel like that could happen anywhere.
Yeah.
Depending on how the winds blow.
Sure. How about if there was a murder in the house? Would you say if there's a murder in the house?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Or if somebody died in the house.
Yeah.
I would not say that.
No?
No.
See?
It doesn't impact the house.
How does that make you a better human?
I'm horrible like you.
Yeah, for all different reasons.
We all have levels of horrible in us.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And so the weird smells down along the river there. Never know. There you go.
Yeah, so I guess if you're hosting a party, don't host it at your house.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Goodbye.
It should have been the Jerker Justified. But we're going to do a Jerker Justified now.
Yeah.
818-2899. We're deciding the moral compass in Rochester. That's what we're all about here. So our Buzz listener, Sally, she's so sticky cute. She said that she had a garage sale this past weekend. Yep. A lot of garage sales this past weekend. What she plans to do with the money is what we're going to decide if it's Jerker Justified.
Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano Sandy Monday.
Deciding the moral compass in Rochester, you have one choice to make. It's either Jerk or Justified. Now, when Sally reached out to us on Facebook, and you can reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, our free Odyssey app has a voice message, thing available.
Carrier pigeon.
Whatever it takes. When she was telling me about this, I laughed so hard because I'm like, oh my gosh, are you married to Scott's Pizzano?
Oh my God.
Because
I know.
I kind of feel like Scott's wife would do something like this.
I totally did this. Are you kidding me?
Oh, she did do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So she said, not sharing the money of your garage sale because your spouse complained about having one the entire time, before, during, and after. Even though she sold items that some of them were his items, like some of his stuff she sold.
Right.
She's not planning on sharing any of the money with him because he was such a baby the entire time.
That'll teach him. Of course she's a jerk. 818-2899. Lock it up, people.
Well, he didn't help. Like, he didn't complain and help, like, complaining while he's helping. No, he didn't do anything. He's like, I'm not going. He's so Scott Spisano'd that garage sale.
The difference is Scott Spisano helped put the whole thing together begrudgingly, but did 99% of the work and got none of the money. None of the proceeds.
Still kept all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And sold things that were way more expensive than they should have gone, way less expensive than they should have gone for. Way less.
Of your stuff.
Of my stuff.
Of your stuff you did not want to let go.
Not really. Pricing it, hoping it wouldn't sell.
Hold on. Sorry, Sally. This ain't your trail anymore. This is Scott Spisano's moment.
All right.
to get validation.
Call us up and vote. 818-2899. You get the garage sale and the wife keeps the whole money because you...
Or one person. The person who did all the work keeps the money.
Oh, right. Sure. Yeah.
In what
world are you talking?
Sally said her husband didn't help her.
818-2899. Here we go. Hey, good morning, The Buzz. Well, how do you call this, jerk or justified?
Good morning.
Hi.
I say completely justified.
Ouch, babe. Ouch.
That's not what Scott was hoping for, but Sally is smiling.
But in your butt, but in Scott's case, I don't know. I probably wouldn't. I probably would share it. Because
yeah.
If you helped and complained, that's different. But if you didn't help and you complained the whole time, oh my gosh. Totally justified that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's the fine line.
Yes.
That's the fine line. I agree.
It's
someone
a thick
else
one,
just,
but it's fine.
Yeah. Someone else just messaged us, if my spouse made it miserable from start to finish, they don't get a cut. You can't complain the whole time and cash in. So, yeah, they agree with you.
Actually, because also the weather was so crappy.
Oh,
out there in the sun. It was a lot of work, I'm sure.
It
really crappy out.
I'd never again. And not just because that, but never again. It wasn't worth 2 days. She wanted to do 3 days, like Friday, Saturday.
It's a
lot. It's painful. Painful.
I've done it. It is a lot.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks for voting.
Thank you.
Okay, justified there. All right, Buzz, morning. What do you call it?
So if they didn't help, then I got to say justified.
Wow.
Okay. Very good.
Because, I mean, it's something similar. If, like, they're like, listen, if you're not going to help, if you don't want to be a part of it, don't be mad when I sell something of yours, you know, whatever. So I look at it. If they didn't help, yeah, I'm going justified.
Okay. All right. Okay,
so now a little sub-trial, just because Scotty needs a little validation. In Scott's specific case where he did help, but he complained the entire time, and his wife took all the cash.
Scott, I mean, you were a part of it.
Yeah, I set it up, I tore it down. Brutal.
Scott's getting the validation.
I got those
wants.
Little, you know, those little dots you buy at Staples with all the colors on them, and you put, oh man.
You're getting validation. You're not getting cash, but you're getting validation.
I like that. Thank you
for calling in.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Good morning. The Buzz, is it jerk or justified?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. It's totally justified. I've done garage sales. Except, Scott, in your case, though, don't feel bad, because all you have to do is go into your joint checking account and buy whatever you want. If she's going to do that with the cash, you can just do that with the joint account.
You're right. It's true. And you know what? I was also thinking, like, you know, if you agreed to, like, it goes to something back into the house or something, not just in, like, the funny money fund, right?
Oh, good question. Yeah. I didn't ask. Okay, I'll message Sally. See what she's planning on doing with this money.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, all those trillions of dollars you make that offset the deficit.
You make nothing. Yeah, you give up your whole entire weekend, and you made, like, people want something for 50 cents. You put a dollar on there. It's ridiculous.
It is funny if you break it down. Like, minimum wage is what now? $16? What is it now?
Something.
You don't make $16 times how many hours you've been there.
No, ma'am.
No. And you're sitting on your butt, and you're cleaning and putting it back in the garage and taking it out.
I know. Yeah, and then on the final day, everything goes out to the garbage.
Right?
Yep. I know somebody who smashed everything. They put all the leftovers on the curb and smashed it all up so that no one would just wait for them to see what's left.
All right. Yes.
Oh, wait. That is hysterical.
I'm not kidding.
Great.
It's awful.
Great idea. Yeah.
No, it's not. That's petty.
No, that's vulture.
That's petty.
That's, you know, if you're not going to buy it for 10 cents, you're going to wait to find it in the garbage the next day.
Oh, right.
No. Yep. Yep. That's vulture proofing.
Oh, that's funny. That's a future trial, my friends.
Vulture proof. Thank you. Sandy, we got a voice message on the Odyssey app. One more?
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, she is so justified. I can just see him behind her saying, that stuff is junk. Just get rid of it. You don't need to sell it. Oh, yeah. Happens all the time.
Okay.
And then when all that junk gets sold, sure, their hand is right there. Where's my cut? Sorry, buddy. You didn't help. You get nothing.
You get nothing!
Right. The verdict is...
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Justified.
Justified.
Okay,
justified,
take the money and run.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
I want to put a narrowcast for a second. Good morning, Ellie. I love you. Mommy's driving her to school this morning.
Hi, Ellie.
And she heard
you.
Is she
still listening?
Yeah, I think so. She's like, that shirt is embarrassing.
Yes, I agree, Jill. This totally doesn't go with Jill's vibe.
Not for Jill.
Like, if you were in a crowd of people and a complete stranger walked into the room and I said, hey, which one is Jill Spizzano's, Jill's husband? They would not be picking you, my friend. You are not dressed appropriately. He's so stinking proud of the shirt.
I am.
I'm going to first put the question out there. Stupidest thing you wasted your money on. What is it? 818-2899.
I even told her like 2 weeks ago. I'm buying this. This is going to be like, what do you call that? Not an impulse buy, but just a...
Stupid buy?
No.
A waste of money buy? Soon it'll be on at a garage sale buy?
Never. This is going to be with me. I want to be buried in this thing.
Oh, God.
We'll talk about it coming up in just a few minutes here, okay? And 98.9 The Bus, Suzanne and Sandy.
Funny, friendly, and just the right amount of ridiculousness. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to say that I think it's...
What do you have to say? You're wearing an ugly shirt and you can't believe you spent money on it?
No. I'm proud. I love this thing. I feel honored to have this graphic tee.
Jill! Do you hear that? He feels honored. Your wife is texting me. We're going back and forth.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Oh. Ellie has something to say about your shirt, too. But I'll let you go first.
Well, first of all, okay. So, I like weird things, obviously. I'm a guy. I even told her a couple weeks ago, I'm spending $35 on pretty much something you'll probably think is unnecessary. But you have 60,000 pairs of shoes, so I'm going to buy this.
Yeah, but shoes are necessary.
So is this. It's a shirt. Keeps my nips covered.
Can you put back on your jacket? I can't focus. I can't even look at you.
There was a movie that came out in 1996. This is a graphic tee that I bought. Starring Jack Nicholson, Jack Black, Annette Bening, Danny DeVito, Glenn Close, Pierce Brosnan, Michael J. Fox, Sarah Jessica Parker, Natalie Portman, Martin Short. I mean, the list goes on. It was comedy sci-fi, and it was called Mars Attacks. You ever heard of Mars Attacks? Here, listen.
Oh, boy. Really?
I was going to play. Well, the Martian. The Martians have these big, giant, potato-sized heads and boogly eyes, and they're all it is like brains and stuff. So there's a guy on TikTok, Funhouse Boutique, at Sean Star Wars, who's got like 90,000 followers. He makes wood carving, T-shirt prints. You know, you roll the paint on the wood, and then you put the wood on the T-shirt, and then you roll something tight over the, you know, you compress it, and it makes a print. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a five-color head of the Martian.
Ack. You got to post a picture. Chase and some other listeners want to see it.
Yeah, it's legit. Describe it.
You look like a guy who's trying too hard. You look like an old dude. There's an age cutoff for graphic tees for men.
Is there?
Yeah, you surpassed it by a handful of years.
So the two engineers were out in the hallway when we went to get coffee. Like, dude, look at that. I'm like, yeah, man, what do you think? One of them goes, ack, right? Mars Attacks. And the other one's like, that is legit.
Look at him. He's even telling this story as if a lot of us are not in his clique and we don't get it. And he knows he's talking above us.
It's a nerd thing.
Yeah, okay.
Mars Attacks came out in 1996.
If you want to dress like an IT guy, no offense to IT guys, but come on. We know. We know you dress a little different.
You just did.
It's not some women are attracted to the IT look. And I don't think your wife is.
Well, she married this, so.
So your wife said, Ellison, who is your five-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. cutest as can be, stylish, I might say. Ellison said, Daddy, that shirt is so scary and ugly. I see the future of this shirt.
Your call cannot be completed.
Quote, going missing.
Going, oh, no, better not. So the guy only makes, can only make like 20 of them a week. And that's how much time he has. And so they sell out like this. And I actually got one. So they're limited edition.
You bought into one of those?
No, they're one of a kind.
I hate those kind of influencers.
No, he's him and his daughter did it.
Oh, God. I mean, I'll give him credit. It's only priced at $35. You see some of those influencers saying, limited time edition. Da, da, da. They're trying to prey on people like you.
Yeah, no, I could tell.
More,
no, so. I could tell. I actually saw him making it, and it's like, it's true. I can see the process. It takes forever.
Okay, so.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, awesome. Great.
I see you're texting Sandra.
Because I'm embarrassed you even wore that. Like, I can't even believe you bought it. Like, I am embarrassed. It is embarrassing.
My engineers love it, by the way. My engineers love it.
Your husband's dressed up as an IT guy.
That's 2%. 2% of your workforce there.
I said, Jill, on the air, if you put a room full of men and a stranger walked into the room and I said, which one is Jill's husband? Nobody would pick Scott because he just does not match your vibe. That is not a man you would marry.
He's like, look, it's such great quality.
I'm
like, oh, God, okay.
It is.
We need to go back to square one.
It's not going to wash off. It's not a transfer. It's actually hand-printed.
Square one.
Dude, it's embarrassing. And you're never, ever wearing that shirt out in public with me, at least. Me.
What is the age cutoff for men to wear graphic tees, in your opinion, Jill?
12 years old.
Oh, come on.
Okay. So, there you have it.
There you have it. Okay.
And,
mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take a vote now. 818-2899. Who's Team Jill? Who's Team Scott? I say I'm Team Jill. It needs to go missing.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare misplace this on purpose.
Ellie, I have a canvas for you, honey. You can paint all over it.
She's at school right now.
I have an art project.
That's another thing. It scares your daughter. She told you. She's like, Daddy, that's so scary. Like, come on.
Fine. Goodbye. No. Love you.
Goodbye. Love you.
Goodbye. Bye.
I'll fight hard for you, Jill. Okay. Come on. 818-2899.
If the
next three calls say that you should get rid of that shirt, it should, quote, go missing, then it's going missing.
It's not going missing. I just spent $35 on it. I waited 2 weeks for this handmade shirt to come through.
You spend money on stupid stuff. You waste stupid stuff money all the time.
Sheila, by the way. Hi.
I'm so sorry, Jill.
No, don't you dare, Sheila.
Shh, let her speak. Let her speak.
You're a traitor.
I like nerds. I like geeks.
And I'm very much of one. I'm not trying to play one.
Listen, he might be a single one, and you guys can go date if you want.
Yeah, she's going to divorce me over this.
To be fair, I am divorced with purple hair, so I don't know if my opinion.
That'll do it. Nerd. I love you.
All right, fine. Two more calls.
Okay, bye. Hi, the Buzz. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you
think? Should it go missing?
What's that?
Should it go missing?
It should go missing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, because when my daughter was 5, her cool aunt took her to see this movie.
When Mars Attacks?
For yep. And the girl did not. She slept in our bed for a month. Because it was so scary. So, yes, it should absolutely go missing. It has scarred her for life. She's 35 years old now. And
oh, my God.
That's
a great story.
So, yeah.
That's funny. Absolutely.
Okay, the final call now.
All right.
One more call, and you're deciding if the shirt should go missing. Scotty, you got to post a picture of
I shall, yes. Line 6. Or line 4? Those are the other two that are ringing.
Pick Oh, God. 6 is my favorite number.
Okay. Good morning, the Buzz.
Oh, did they hang
up? Oh, they hung up. Wait. Hello, the Buzz. People are calling. Don't call me on my cell phone. Hello, the Buzz.
You're deciding if the shirt should go missing. It comes down to you.
Well, it's pretty simple. Get rid of the shirt and you lost your man card, buddy.
That's what I mean.
What's more important, your wife or your man card?
Your wife is the most important.
Yes.
So?
But my man card needs to stay.
You never had it.
No.
You never had a man card.
Dude.
Get rid of the shirt.
There he goes.
Oh.
Official vote. I love you and appreciate you for calling. And every wife listening right now loves you and appreciates you.
Well, it ain't going anywhere. It's going to be put away, but it's not going to. I'm going to wear it, but it's not going to be thrown away. This is a handmade, one-of-a-kind printed shirt. Okay. Goodbye. Thanks, man. I'm going to put my jacket back on.
That was close. That was close. Jill, you got your validation. Goodbye, ugly shirt.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
The answer, the answer, all caps, the answer to living longer.
Wow. Now, could the answer be yes? That's next.
No, that's coming up. Yeah, you'll win tickets for that. But this is an, okay, so I might be slightly obsessed with health stuff now.
Yeah.
Ever since I don't know if it's perimenopause. I don't know if I'm just going dumber. I don't know what it is, but I've slowly been losing my mind. So I'm trying to. What?
Nothing. What? Nothing. Keep going.
Anyhow.
I know what you're trying to work up to. So,
and I'm so paranoid of being one of those old, uncomfortable people who just, like, you know, some people, like, I don't know, when you're older, you can't move as much, or you can't, or you just, you age. Some
you
people
are afraid
age.
Of getting old, aren't you?
I am. I'm terrified.
Just say
some
that.
People age faster than others. I don't want to be the one of the people that do.
Take stress out of your life.
Okay, that's easy.
Just let it go.
Okay, so then you have to pick up the slack a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay.
So this doctor he was originally from Rochester, right? He's world renowned?
Scott, I heard about this from somebody in Australia was talking about this guy. I'm like, who is this Dr. Eric Topol? He graduated from the U of R.
Hello.
Which is so freaking cool that he's like world renowned. And he did this massive study on super agers, which means people aged 80 and above who have maintained exceptional health and cognitive function. And he's like, what is it? What is the one thing that we all should be doing in order for us to live longer and like a better life when we age? Yes. Health plays, what we eat plays into it. Our genetics play into it.
Yeah.
But he said the number one thing is resistance training.
Resistance training.
Which includes like exercises like squats, lunges, planks, not only enhances physical strength, but also improves mental acuity, bone density, and balance. Even 30 to 60 minutes of resistance training per week can lower mortality risk by 10 to 20%.
That's a lot. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
He says this is huge. But he says, here's the one thing that is a test to your mortality, your grip strength.
Ah.
Now, I had no idea this was even really a thing that we could focus on. But he goes, yeah, that's it, your grip strength. How the hell do you test that?
Didn't your dad have that little squeezy thing? You know, with the spring on it for exercise?
Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did, but I forgot about that.
Dad used to have one of those. It's like a handle, and you squeeze it, and it, you know, it's got a big spring at the top. Like that, yeah.
Yes. Wait, you would think that's kind of like a gimmick thing. No, that is so important. Your grips. So he says it determines your biological age, how old your body truly is, just by that.
How is your handshake? Is it firm? Is it good? You got a good grip?
The whole handshake thing messes with my head because you don't want to go in too strong, but you don't want to be too dead fish either. So I think I do a medium handshake.
I always have a strong. I've always had a strong handshake. It's the same. It's just like it's my muscle memory. It's what I go to, you know. And people,
I don't like
I
the guys who
handshake.
Go too strong. Yeah, some guys
I'm not
do.
I'm not going to grab it and shake your arm around and weird.
I'm
going
to fly around.
No,
like
no.
A balloon.
No, I don't do that.
They said to do what is it? And somebody, a lot of you know. Way more about this than I do. So 818-2899. But there's certain things that you can do, like just carrying in the groceries, as many bags as you can,
mm-hmm.
and just hold them for a while.
Yeah, hold, have resistance like, there. Yeah.
like walk around the driveway for a little bit before you go into the house, because what is that called? Farmer's hold or something? They call it something.
Okay.
There's a name for that.
Like you're carrying two big buckets of milk.
Yeah.
What did they used to call it? Say you take your palms opposite and you push.
Okay.
What was that called?
I don't know. Oh,
it was called. Yeah, that was. I just did something I wasn't supposed to. That hurt. I'm trying to think. Oh, it was
is
called,
that doesn't have anything to do with the grip, does it?
No, that's not grip, but that's resistance. It's where you.
Oh, that's kind of resistance.
Yeah,
training.
Where you.
Oh,
I
see.
Yeah, it's where you use your own body to get stronger. Like, were you pushing muscles against muscles?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so. A personal trainer, call up 818-2899 and correct anything that we said that's wrong or help us get by. So just think about your grip today.
Yeah, think about
it. Just carry heavy things.
Yeah. Do some resistance training. Do some planking while you're standing in line at Wegmans.
I totally would. I'm going to start doing that.
You wouldn't touch the floor. You're too germophobic.
I'll roll out my yoga mat.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. Hang on a second.
It's going to be a while.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready. Here we go. Take these calls. Good morning, DeBuzz. Hey, who's this?
It's sweetheart Stephanie.
Hey!
Yay!
Could the answer be yes, everybody?
Oh, boy. Sweetheart Stephanie, I don't know if you're going to be able to play this game, but okay.
Yeah.
Why do you tell me?
Because this is, well, okay, when I played it, mm-hmm. it was very hard for me to play along. For some reason, guys don't care. You seem like a nice person, but let's get to know you a little bit. So you're Sweetheart Stephanie, and uh-huh. You have a cat, right?
Two cats.
Okay.
Tell us more about yourself.
Yeah, what else can you tell us?
I love sports.
Uh-huh. What kind of sports?
Sports, okay.
Soccer, hockey.
Uh-huh.
Love a good hockey fight. volleyball, swimming.
Yeah. Wow, a lot of sports. Were you watching Paris Italy this weekend?
No, I was working.
Oh, man, it's crazy. All right, so you have to play, could the answer be yes? And you have to answer yes to every single one of these, don't think.
And as you told us about yourself, I was creating could the answer be yes questions. Okay, how about you, Scotty? You got a couple?
A couple.
Okay, who wants to go first,
Scott? You do.
Okay. I am Sweetheart Stephanie, and I secretly have a voodoo doll of my boss and all my coworkers.
That would be a hard no.
No, you lose.
It's called.
Wait.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
This game is called Could the Answer Be Yes?
Yes. Confident and proudly.
So I have to say yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start again.
Yes.
Could the answer be dense?
I am Sweetheart Stephanie, and I secretly have a voodoo doll of my boss and all my coworkers.
How did you know? Yeah.
That's right, she did. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Okay, go, Scott.
I'm Sweetheart Stephanie. I hate cats.
Oh. Yes.
That was painful.
That was hard for you to say yes to.
I know.
I thought Scott was going easy on you.
I know, right?
I am Sweetheart Stephanie, and I have a mad crush on my UPS driver.
Oh, yeah. For sure. He's hot.
Last Halloween, I dressed up as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I am Sweetheart Stephanie, and today I'm going to walk into the office with no underwear.
Oh, that could be on some days, but yeah.
Good God.
Okay. Oh, you sent your socks,
God. Stephanie, you got a pair of tickets to see Glitter and Groove, Finger Lakes' largest silent disco at the Vine Showroom, June 14th, the week from Saturday at Del Lago Resort and Casino. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, it's coming up on our commercial-free 98 here on The Buzz.
So, tomorrow on the show, and again, if you ever have anything that you see today or in your day that you're like, ooh, that's a good Jerk or Justified, reach out to us on social media. Email me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. On the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can also leave us a voice memo and just leave us a message there. But tomorrow, it's this video that is going viral. And I don't know how you're going to feel about this. And this is why we have to decide the moral compass. Her four-year-old, what her four-year-old threatened to do and then followed through with because she allowed him to. We're going to decide jerk or justified.
Okay, interesting. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Cliffhanger. Commercial free 98 is next on the bus.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.